numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers, and I'm an esoteric numerologist, which is a fancy word that says I look at number interpretations from a spiritual point of view, from a soul's point of view. You know, sometimes on the internet, I know what you do out there. You plug in and you go to numerology and you plug in your month and day of birth and whatever, and we get numbers 1 through 9. Well, in esoteric numerology, we do a lot more than that, a lot deeper interpretations than that. In fact, I interpret even double numbers all the way up to 78 because they give me even additional information about you. And then those double numbers correlate to the ancient tarot deck. The ancient interpretations are on the cards that were developed thousands of years ago, just like numerology. And then I am a student of astrology, and I put that in to give you a well-rounded approach as much as possible in the short time that we have to visit today in the magical world of numbers. And so I bundle it all together to give you insight all about you. When you have an understanding about what the numbers mean that keep flashing in your face, that you're constantly being aware of, when you have an understanding about what your birthday number means, what year you are in a 9-year cycle, what is your soul number, what are the gifts and tools that are found in your birth certificate name. Once you have an understanding about that, which is what I try to teach you, work with you each week in the magical world of numbers, I tell you, folks, it's like magic. You have these light bulb moments of empowerment. This morning I had a client call me from Virginia. Now I'm talking to you from north in a wonderful, wonderful town north of Denver, Colorado, and we are having a fabulous day today. We have those little thunderstorms at the end, but I tell you, it is, if the weather could just stay like this, we would all be happy campers. Fluffy white clouds in the sky, blue clouds, the temperatures in the maybe high 60s, early 70s temperature-wise, very low humidity. We don't get a lot of humidity here. We are all feeling pretty good, and I hope you're feeling pretty good wherever you are, too. Well, anyway, this morning, I had a friend call me, a client slash friend. My clients frequently turn into friends, you know what I mean, and say, you know, you've got to help me because I'm getting a little worried. I am constantly seeing all of these double numbers in front of my face. Every number is showing up, and then I'm starting to see 911, and now that's beginning to really scare me. Well, of course, I had to calm her down, give her insight as to what all those numbers meant that continually were in her face, how to interpret them. And, of course, the double numbers are always the codes and the symbols that come to us from the master guides in the spirit world. Me personally, and being a numerologist, it even baffles me, but you know, every time, with very few exceptions, that I look at the digital clock on my stove in my kitchen, it always has double numbers on it. There will be, in the upcoming weeks, some programs that I'm going to talk to you about explaining double numbers. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 7, 7, 8, 8. They all have very potent meanings. And inevitably, if I get up in the morning, I walk out in the kitchen and it's 722 or 833. Or at nighttime when I'm, or even during the day when I'm walking through, inevitably those double numbers. And it took me a while in consciousness to understand that I was being communicated to by the master guides telling me, you're doing a good job, Elizabeth. We're in the group. We're here with you. This is how we are communicating to you, because you as a numerologist would notice. And so we used in your life, Elizabeth, what you would notice and take notice of and interpret. And that is how we are sending our messages to you. So after I got my client calmed down this morning and gave her a clear explanation about what 911 truly means, and it doesn't mean that we're going to have another catastrophe. That's just a human being association. Well, then, she was a happy camper. She understood. All right. So the next time they're flashing in her face in some fashion, she will have magic. She will have an understanding now of what 555 means and 333 means. They are compounded energies, highly potent energies of whatever that single number means. It's like having a triple chocolate layer cake. Now, you know, a triple layer cake, chocolate layer cake, has a lot more power, a lot more taste, a lot more calories, a lot more power than just a single one. And that's the way it is in numerology also. So stay tuned. Down the road here, I have some shows planned for you to give you insight about those double numbers. You know, I have a website I'd love for you to visit, ElizabethSummersLikeTheSeason.com. And on the homepage is a basic explanation about numerology and the numbers. And then in the left-hand corner is an offer to you to sign up for free. My numerology newsletter that is being prepared to be sent out now, actually within a couple of days, the next edition's coming out. And I talk about number meanings, astrology, tarot cards, channeling. This one has karma involved in it, explanation of that. Maybe some good websites to go to for your spiritual growth, even good books to read. And all you need to do is hit the contact button on my homepage. Say, Elizabeth, sign me up, and it's done. And you will be on my list, my database list for my newsletter. You want to be on my list because I keep in touch with my clients several times during the month, sending them information strictly with the intention of what is good for them to know. I wonder if they know this. Let's share this to empower you. So ElizabethSummers.com also, you can click on the readings and channelings for me to do a private reading for you to look at various aspects of your life, even what's happening in 2007. So be sure you click on that tab too, readings and channelings on ElizabethSummers.com. Well, for the last several weeks, I have been talking to you about birthday numbers. And this week isn't any different, folks. We're going to continue traipsing through the 9 birthday numbers and the various octaves, the various multiples of those birthday numbers. We have already traveled through explanations, and you can hear them in archives on BBS Radio. We have already traveled through birthday numbers of 1 and 10-1 and on and on, all the 1s, all of the 2s, all of the 3s, 4s, 5s, and even 6s. So this week, in the natural progression of life, we're going to talk about anyone who has a birthday number that adds to a 7. And I thought, as a little bonus at the end of today's show, I will give you insight about your house number. That's right. House numbers carry indications of the energy influence of the house. And you might say, well, now that's just, oh, really, Elizabeth? But I tell you, folks, it is uncanny. It is absolutely true. And so at the end of today's visit, right before we move on, I hope to share with you the influence of someone who lives in a house that all the house numbers add to the number 7. Now, we do not include the street because the street covers everybody, only your house number. And if you live in an apartment, use your apartment number as the house number. So let's get cracking here on this number 7 birthday number. Every soul moves through 3 lanes of human being experience, and a person's birthday number is like a big summer shower of influence that comes down over their life and influences their life intensely between the ages of 30 and 55 years of age. After that, your birth year picks up its influence, except if you have a birthday number of 11 or a birthday number of a 22, then it just dribbles on into the afterlife, if you will. A person's birthday number is their temperament, and it's really valuable to understand the basic characteristics of the birthday numbers, because some are compatible with other birthday numbers and some are not. It's like putting apples and oranges together sometimes. Yes, you'll get a fruit cup, but you will have such a mixing that maybe some things just don't go together. For instance, anyone who has a birthday number that adds to a 3. Now, if you have a double number, just add those double numbers together. For instance, if your birthday number is a 12, that's all right. Add it to a 3. We're just going to talk right now about the single numbers. So, let's say someone has a birthday number of a 3, a 6, or a 9 when we add them all together. Those are compatible to each other, 3, 6s, and 9s. They're very inspirational and very spiritual and very artistic. Kind of domestic also. Can be a little scattered, but energetically are compatible with each other as temperaments. The temperaments 1, 5, and 7 are compatible with each other. These are the temperaments, and we're going to talk about one of them today, and we've already talked about the previous two. These are temperaments that are very scientific, very intellectual, very technological, you know, kind of brainy. They're called mental numbers. Now, having said that, frequently, the number 1 out of the pack gets along with everybody. That's kind of like water, the universal solvent. Well, the universal birthday number is a 1. Generally speaking, can get along with everybody, probably with one condition in mind, as long as they are the boss. The remaining combination of numbers that are compatible to each other are birthday numbers that are number 2, that add down to, are or add to, the number 2, 4, and 8. These temperaments are compatible. They're very business-minded. They're very practical. They're focused on money and management. And so when you have differing combinations outside of the standard, depending upon it what it is, it can make for a very difficult relationship. If you have someone who's very temperamentally technological, has to have the facts, ma'am, hooked up with someone who's very emotional, who's an artist, who's very inspirational, they might not be compatible to each other because it's apples and oranges again. And it takes a high degree of working together, compassion, understanding, working things out. So, yes, it is important to have an understanding of the meaning of the temperaments. Today we're going to be talking about the number seven, and the number seven might not be yours, but maybe it's your partner's or one of your children. And if it's one of your children, you need to know, and if a child is born in July, this might also apply, that these are loners. These are not social butterflies. And so don't push your child out to be with the group and be with the crowd because they're really happy in their own space. So let's get to talking about the birthday number seven today. It influences your life energetically between 30 and 55. Birthday numbers have what are called octaves, like a ladder, like the rungs on a ladder. Some birthday numbers have three octaves, as does the number seven. Some have four, some have five. And it is like a spiral of intensity. You keep going up higher. And as we add on the double numbers to the single numbers, it gives it a new wrinkle, if you will, an additional wrinkle. I mean, a 7 is a 7 is a 7. But what if it's a 16-7? Or what if it's a 25-7? Those double numbers give variance to the number 7. I always call the number 7 the Greta Garbo number. I want to be alone. And so, here are some buzzwords for you to write down about a 7 birthday number in general, and then we'll start talking about them again and adding some things to this. Generally speaking, a number 7 birthday number is a loner. Greta Garbo, I want to be alone. Solitary. It's kind of mystical and deep. Sometimes people will come out with really deep, even our children come out because they're working at a different energy level, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So they can be very mystical, very deep in their thought patterns, very philosophical, analytical, intuitive, perfectionist. They can drive you bats with their perfectionism. I always, between you and me, not to offend any Virgos out there, but I always connect this number to a Virgo temperament because Virgos can be kind of sticky wicket. They can be very perfectionist. They're always cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. And therefore can be a little difficult to live with sometimes. You put a sloppy little artist in with a number 7 and you have an issue in the household. The number 7s like to specialize, become experts in their fields. And they also are skeptical. See, here's the scientific mind. They're skeptical. Now, nothing's wrong with being skeptical. There is something wrong with being cynical. But skeptical sometimes is okay because it pushes the envelope for further information which moves society forward. So someone who has just the basic 7 birthday number indicates that it's kind of aloof. You know, because they're laid back. Remember, they have a sense of refinement about them. So they come off as someone who's very aloof. But frequently that aloofness is shyness. They're not socially minded folks. They don't have the characteristics of a party animal. And yet they're very loving. They feel very deeply. They in conflict, when there is conflict in relationships, if you will, they will most likely withdraw, go within themselves, clam up, if you will. These are not verbal little temperaments. people with number 7 birthday numbers really do need to guard against that skepticism because they have a tendency to be secretive. They're hard to read, if you will. They'll do very well when they learn to do trust. The number 7 as a virtue is trust, humility, and acceptance. So the number 7s do really well when they learn to trust their well-developed intuition. Your temperament is important when it comes to choosing careers. Because it's what you're prone to do, what you like to do. And so that's really important in choosing a career because you are to do in life what you love. So the 7 temperament leans towards kind of scientific, technical professions. They need to specialize in something, if you will. Their hunches are very powerful. Now, everything that I'm saying about the basic number 7 also applies to the 16 and also applies to the 25. Very logical, inflexible, can be isolated. They really need to learn to develop their psychic and intuitive qualities. The number 7 is a mental number. It's about the analytical mind. Well, spirituality, psychic abilities, intuitive abilities is not a mental situation. It is a feeling situation. And so that is why this temperament has difficulties making sense of feelings because they are much more prone to technical, analytical, and they have to, especially the 16 sevens, sometimes they have to be slapped upside the head by life, by relationships, in order to teach them to listen to their feelings to guide them, as well as their mind. This temperament loves solitude. Very highly intellectual, sometimes a social misfit. They hold of a vibration where they can be a little fixed in their opinions and a little fixed in their attitudes. They think they have the answers and they're not budging. Excellent at research, excellent at investigations, searching for wisdom. I have a sister that I call the researcher in the family because whatever needs to be researched, she is on it, she knows how to do it, she knows exactly where to find it, and it doesn't take her too long at all. Excellent at research. What they have to guard against is being overly perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And that overly perfect and that demanding of perfection of themselves, of their environment, and everyone they hang out with is not necessarily good for relationships when it's out of balance. And they can also be very stubborn. No. This is the way I, ego, because the number 7 represents the ego, E-G-O. Now, there is in numerology 4 demanding red flashing lights of karma. Nasty, nasty, nasty. And one of them is 16-7. We sometimes, those that have the 16-7 birthday number, have to deal with, regrettably, but they do. And the karmic aspect that was created by this energy, this temperament, or this soul in other lifetimes that is dealing with the number 7, that is very demanding and very arrogant and egotistical, therefore out of balance energetically, seven energetically, in previous incarnations, because of inflated, arrogant ego, made some choices. Number seven says choice. Made some choices, especially in relationships, business relationships and personal emotional relationships, that created, as a consequence of some bad choices, some nasty karma that they are dealing with in the current incarnation. So when I see 16-7 in a chart, in one of the five core numbers that only comes about as a consequence of having full reading, because it's too many formulas and I couldn't really teach you all that on the radio. When I see that 16-7, I know that that person's going to have some pitfalls in this lifetime. There may be betrayals in relationships where they are betrayed. 16-7 karmically says in other lifetimes the choices dealt with relationships where there was promiscuity, where there was involvement in illicit love affairs, dealing perhaps with married individuals, one is single, one is married, and it all comes from inflated ego of not following a spiritual life, doing the right thing. Well, therefore, 16-7, red flag, hello, here we go. 16-7 birthday number flooding down over you between the ages of 30 and 55 indicates that you might find that your life brings sudden and even traumatic events that are really wake-up calls. Hello, you didn't do such a hot job in other lifetimes. And Mother, Father, God, in its mercy and its love for you, is giving you another shot to change your attitudes about your choices in life. So in order to make new attitudes, your little soul just drags in here as an experience, as a relationship, the old attitudes for you to look at. A little there, how do you like it in your face? So that you can make a different choice. Number seven. Poor little 16-7s, I tell you, sometimes they get some wake-up calls that forces them to look at their life more honestly. Why? Because they weren't honest in other lifetimes. And the universe is just. It does not care whether you are just the nicest person, the best thing in this lifetime since chocolate ice cream was invented. Right is right, wrong is wrong. The 16-7 insists on being independent. It needs a lot of rest. It needs quiet time. It needs to think about its life. It needs to slow down its life. Sometimes these folks can be just depressed, just moody. Poor me. But actually, their soul energetically is slowing them down in order to listen as these choices come around. If they are listening to their feelings and not dealing with their inflated ego again like they did before, they will see the forest for the trees. They will listen, and they will make new choices, and their life will become so much better. Sometimes 16-7s have unusual interest in, like, technical things or metaphysical things or spiritual things. They're kind of different, if you will. Like the seven birthdays, yes, they are perfectionists, but there is something unusual about them, something different about them. And two famous people who were born on the 16th, of a month. One is John McEnroe, hello, and the other one is Diva Madonna. So you can see we have some different folks that potentially have 16 birthday numbers. The number 16 birthday number has very strong psychic impulses and hunches. And coupled with an analytical mind from time to time, they can really get confused. They don't know which end is up. Because intuitiveness and hunches do not always make technical sense. Because they're coming from a different energy field. Therefore, what do we follow? What do we choose? And we, you and I, whatever our birthday number is, we must always follow our hunches. The 16-7 is a perfectionist, very introspective, some would say moody, and very potentially having self-centered tendencies. They like to find success in highly specialized fields that is going to allow them to have far-reaching contact with other people. Now, yes, they can be a little snooty, a little nose up in the air, a little bit aloof, a little bit hard to understand, but nevertheless, the 16-7s have the possibility of a high money gain, financial gain in this lifetime. The number 7 is a spiritual number. It is not a moneyed number. But when the 7, the 16-7, combines their hunches, their intuitiveness, their psychicness with their analytical mind, their researching mind, like a stockbroker, for instance, who has a hunch based on whatever, that this stock is going to roll and makes money from that. The potential for a 16-7 financially is positive. Now, the issue with the 16-7 is that, and it's all sevens actually, but this one is even more intense because it's a higher octave. That six in there adds emotionalism. The number 6 is the lover's card in tarot cards. It's very emotional. It is the energy of the heart. And so the 16-7, out of balance, often represses its emotions, pushes it down like a plunger, pushes down those emotions, and frequently appears to be in la-la land. And on another wavelength. 16-7 people, and this goes for everybody, and I'm going to step out on a limb here by saying this, but it's been my observation in life and knowing about numbers, that frequently heart attacks come with the number 16-7 because of a repression of feelings. The energy of the heart has to go somewhere. And because the 7 is not a verbal number, it is not a self-expressive number, it's a thinking number, it's an inside kind of energy. The 7 and the 16-7 represses, holds all of that energy of love, of nurturing, of self-expression, of creativity, holds it inside. And because it is the energy of the heart, the energy explodes the heart, if you will. And we have a heart attack. We have heart issues. This is why, also, the number 7 is that of a writer, of someone who has ideas, who intuitively can pull in ideas from the spirit world, where all creativity is. They can't verbalize it, and therefore they write it. Some of the best writers in the world are connected to the number 7. You may find yourself journaling, writing, keeping a diary. The key thing is to open up the flow of that energy of self-expression so it does not implode within your being. So a number 7 and a 16-7 especially has to really follow their intuitive directions that show themselves in dreams and avoid procrastinating. For Pete's sake, if you have an idea, do something about it. Because the number 7 is full of fear. Fear, fear, fear. The two numbers in numerology that represent fear. And frequently subconscious fear. Folks don't even know what they're afraid of. It's buried in the subconscious. It's there from other incarnations, maybe. Fears that developed in 607, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, is held in the soul's memory bank. And it was a fearful thing. And it's still hanging in there. And so the number 2 people and the number 7 people frequently are fearful. And instead of expressing their fears and how they feel and slowly processing and working and letting that steam off, they internalize it and it's called depression. It's fearfulness. And it does that. It depresses, suppresses feelings that just need to be let go of, like a teapot, a whistling teapot. Well, some of us, aren't we glad we don't have a 16-7 birthday number? I mean, it's not all bad. Sounds like it, doesn't it? But the number 16-7 in tarot cards is the Tower card. All hell's breaking loose under the Tower card. The lightning bolts are hitting the Tower of Babel. People were jumping out. Surprise, things happen. When I do a transit reading, a reading that talks about themes and issues that are going to come, they're going to go. It's called a current year reading. And I see this transit. A lot of things can happen depending upon the other combinations in the chart. I've had clients where I've cautioned them, and I caution all of them when they're under a 7, period, not in any way, shape, or form to get involved in anything illegal. Because this code of a 7 and especially a 16-7 carries with it the potential for a degree of personal suffering. That is tearing down the old attitudes and choices. And people can absolutely wind up in jail. I was at a dinner party a couple years ago, and the hostess was a single woman who had a boyfriend who wasn't really too spiffy doodle, you know what I mean? And he just wasn't getting to the dinner party. And she was a little, where is he, where is he? So eventually he called, said he's on his way. And as soon as I heard that, something to me didn't feel right. And I quickly mentally did his numbers, because he was a client of mine also. I did his numbers in my head. And I came up with 16-7. And I said to the hostess, he's going to go to jail. Well, they all thought that I had too much margarita, you know what I mean. Go to jail? Elizabeth, how dramatic can you be? Not 45 minutes later, she got a phone call from the local jail saying that he was there and could she bail him out? 16-7 can put people in jail, heart attacks, because the purpose of it is to awaken. The key word is to awaken. The soul the temperament to a more spiritual life. Easy way or hard way. People get fired under this code. People experience financial loss under this code by betrayals of the people that they chose to hang out with, because the universal law of attraction says birds of a feather flock together, period. And we draw to ourselves the vibration that we are straightening up that's coming from other lifetimes, which is that of unethical people. 16:7 says unethical. Where you hung out with souls that betrayed people, that took their money, that stole from them, that did illegal things. And that vibration is still in your energy field. And you draw those situations to you in this lifetime, not consciously, but subconsciously, simply for you to look at, to decide in this lifetime and make choices, am I still going to hang out with that flock? And if you listen to your hunches, you will know that something's not right. Something doesn't feel right, but not the sevens. The sevens frequently overanalyze, get technical, disregard their hunches. And their soul says, you had your shot. We tried to tell you. Now maybe this will get your attention. And after the fact, when maybe their lives are in ashes, the number 16-7 is Phoenix, like the highest, not the highest, the second highest symbol of a Scorpio. They are Phoenix rising from the ashes of their lives. And their lives are always, always, always better off after the fact than before, always. Because the karma has been paid, the thought has been, the attitude has been readjusted, and they clearly have learned, probably by kicking themselves in their own bum, I knew that. Why didn't I listen? I knew that person just didn't feel right to me. I was able to see that this wasn't done right, but no, I didn't listen. I won't do that again. And the soul says, good, now we can move on. Thank you very much. Well, now, folks, who needs all that drama? So a word to the wise is sufficient here. 16-7 is one of the blasting karmic code numbers. It is the tower card in tarot cards. It is what I call the code of remodeling your life. It's like buying a brand new mansion and stepping up to the front doors, and I always see big double doors, big beautiful carved wooden double doors of this life that is your mansion. And you open up those double doors and, oh my gosh, it has chartreuse shag carpeting. It has purple walls. Now, there might be some folks out there listening to this that thinks that that's a pretty good combination. Okay, fine. But there's also many people that will go, this is not going to work. I have to make different choices. But in order to put up new wallpaper and lay down new carpeting, you have to tear up the old. And 16-7 is about tearing up the old. Remodeling your mansion. And the outcome is beautiful. The outcome is Phoenix rising from the ashes of demolition to a new and glorious and beautiful and just the way you want it to be mansion of life that you made new choices about after you demolished the old. And anyone who has been in reconstruction or has remodeled knows there is a mess. There's dust, there's dirt, there's chaos, there's noise, there's pounding. And you just keep going. You just keep going. And eventually, it is beautiful. That is the number 16-7. Let's go to the number on the next rung of the ladder, a 25. Now, whenever we have a double number, as we do with 25, we have to add those together, and of course they add to a 7, so a 7 is a 7 is a 7. Everything that I'm saying about the 7s basically is true. It's the double numbers that add additional slants to the temperament. The single numbers are like the basic black dress. The double number energies are about the jewelry that is put on the basic black dress. You can dress it up, you can dress it down, but whatever you dress it with, the accessories, is going to modify that basic black dress in some fashion. Whatever number comes first leads the pack, leads the influence of the birthday number. So in the number 25-7, that too is a gentle number, is a partnership-oriented number. It is a number that is intuitive, sensitive. It is a feminine energy. It has an ability to be detail-oriented, sometimes to the point of total confusion, in gathering so many details that you can't make a decision. On the other hand, is the 5. Now the 5, just by the influence of the 5, is a number of freedom, changeability, restlessness. Let me out of here. And so 25 birthday people are kind of unique. It's like six of this and half a dozen of the other. Because really, the 2s and the 5s are not the most compatible combination of numbers, as I've already told you. So 25 birthday number indicates that this temperament is kind of unique, kind of unusual. There's the 5. In its approach to the solutions of life. Where the previous 7s were technical, researched, A to B, B to C, C to D, you know, the 25, that 5 in there says, let me think out of the box. Let me think in a more broad-minded sort of way. They have really good intuition, extremely sensitive, that little 2 in there, makes them very sensitive, feeling kind of people, and very introspective, sometimes interpreted as moody. They have a kind of caution about them, a caution. Caution is a fearfulness. Somehow that too brings up a subconscious fearfulness that we call interpret as caution. Yet they're very curious. There's the 5. Caution says 2. Curious says 5. And they can be drawn into all sorts of spiritual or psychic exploration. Sometimes in a scary way. Sometimes because of their risk-taking of the number 5, they can get themselves into some psychic or spiritual investigations that are not always in the light, that can lead them into the dark side. And they need to be cautious. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. The 5 likes adventure. Sets up drama and trauma in their life as an adventure because it gets an adrenaline rush from the adventure. Well, the dark side can come up as an appearance of something adventuresome. But folks, do not mess with it. It is very powerful energy and frequently very difficult to get rid of in your energy fields. The 25 birthday number is very perceptive and is lovely dealing with people. Of all the sevens, the temperament of the 25-7 is the one that is most conducive to married life. Doesn't mean the other folks do not marry, although I will say that most of the time, the previous sevens can go all through life without marrying, without having one permanent relationship, because they're loners. And it is typical for that to be the case. Or they will marry early in life, and it ends because there's, as it ends as they get into this middle lane of life, because their soul wants them to spend time alone, not in relationships, in order to awaken their spiritual life. And some people, when they're in relationships, throw themselves totally, mentally, emotionally, physically, psychologically, into the relationships, into the children. And it totally puts their spiritual evolvement and development on the back burner. And then situations in life, and frequently dramatic and traumatic, occur in order for them to bring their spiritual growth up to the front burner. So there's nothing wrong with these folks who decide to remain single. They're happier that way. And it's the way that they are supposed to be. Now, once, however, having said all that, once they mature, move along a little bit in life, and come into their own beingness, they potentially can have very positive, successful relationships. And they're very loyal, especially the 16-7, because 16-7 had no loyalty in other lifetimes. In this lifetime, the pendulum goes to the other direction, and they are so loyal. The soul says, I remember when I was promiscuous and unethical and I wasn't loyal in my emotional relationships. I'm not doing that anymore. Well, the pendulum goes clear to the other direction. They're so loyal that they don't budge out of bad situations and have to be blasted out by them being betrayed, by their choices being taken away from them in order for them to move along, move along, move along. Well, we don't need all that drama and aggravation in our lives. This little 25-7 temperament is really, of all the sevens, the most friendly, the most sociable, the most recipient of listening to the hunches and their intuition. Now, they can be inflexible. Yes, they can be stubborn. Yes, they are often misunderstood. But more and more of the sevens is this 25-7 for seeking out new things, enjoying new experiences. They are very interested in the occult, in psychic exploration, because they find it fascinating. That's an interesting word, fascinating. Not analytical, they're curious. That five in there makes them curious. They need to be careful not to analyze all situations, but be sure that they do analyze in a balanced way before jumping to conclusions about things or saying no to everything. They need a balance, and that number two in there says, let's be adventuresome, let's be curious, but in a balanced way. Let's look at the details, let's think about it, let's listen to our intuition before we jump to conclusions or say no to everything just because we're afraidy cats. With the number sevens, rest, physical rest is very important. Now you say, well, you know, Elizabeth, physical rest is important to all of us. Yes. But the numbers of the physical body are the number five and the number seven. And when the soul chooses not to slow down its life, its physical health will become affected, forcing it to rest. So there you have it, folks. Until next week, you know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. You know I wish you all good things, and thanks for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.